This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Meltzen. A new study led by the U.S. government has found that a new strain of the novel coronavirus that's prevailing worldwide is spreading faster than earlier versions. The study, led by scientists at Los Alamos National Laboratory, said the new strain, a mutated form of the original coronavirus, was detected 3 months ago in Europe. It traveled quickly to eastern United States before becoming the world's most dominant strain since mid-March. Two pharmaceutical companies said Tuesday their experimental coronavirus vaccine is being delivered in the United States for initial human testing. U.S. drug maker Pfizer Incorporated and Germany's BioNTech SE said if the trials prove the vaccine is safe and effective, it could be ready for broad distribution in the United States by the year's end. The vaccine could be among the first vaccines approved for use in the United States for the virus. The U.S. leads the world in infections and fatalities. The company said the vaccine uses mRNA technology, which can enable it to be produced more quickly than the typical years-long effort it takes to develop a vaccine. The U.S. biotechnology company Moderna Incorporated and the U.S. government are collaborating on the development of a vaccine that uses similar technology. Phase one testing is underway, and mid-stage trials are scheduled to begin this quarter. U.S. President Donald Trump declared Tuesday he would restore the U.S. economy devastated by the coronavirus pandemic. He said some Americans are going back to work safely. He said we're opening up our country again. The whole world is excited watching us because we're leading the world. At the moment, however, the U.S. has totaled more than 69,000 coronavirus deaths, and that's more than any other country, with a projected total of more than 134,000 deaths by early August. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron sought to ease the fears of parents, school districts, and some 300 French cities on Tuesday about his decision to reopen the nation's schools next week. The decision has been greeted with apprehension by some parents, teachers, and administrators. More than 300 French mayors sent a letter to Macron urging him to delay the opening, saying the safety and sanitary conditions requirements set by the government could not be met in time. The head of Germany's Disease Control Institute said Tuesday the rate of new COVID-19 infections in that country continues to drop, but says a second or even third wave of infections is likely. Robert Koch Institute President Lothar Wieler spoke with reporters in a remote briefing in Berlin, saying in the last few days only 700 to 1,600 new cases per day were reported, showing the rate of increase continues to fall. He called that very good news. But he warned it is the nature of a virus in a pandemic to stay alive until 60 to 70% of the population has been infected. That is why, he says, there is a great certainty among scientists that there will be a second wave. Many also assumed there will be a third wave. Wieler said Germany will be much better prepared for a second wave, depending on how strong it is. He said they're developing a smartphone application to help with contact tracing, those people who've been in contact with the person who's tested positive for the virus. Officials in Pakistan say a unilateral construction effort has erected a robust fence along more than 70% of the country's roughly 2,600-kilometer border with Afghanistan. The Army-led roughly $500 million project to secure the largely porous and historically open frontier was launched in 2017. Officials expect it to be finished by the end of this year or by summer 2021. The fence has been installed along more than 85% of the border in northwestern Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, almost 70% in southwestern Baluchistan province. That's according to information shared with VOA by the military's media wing. Peruvian opposition politician Keiko Fujimori is out of prison and back home after her attorney argued she was at risk of contracting the coronavirus because of underlying health problems, including arrhythmia. Fujimori is the daughter of jailed former President Alberto Fujimori. She was admitted to a women's jail in January for alleged ties to a corruption scandal. And South Korean baseball players opened their 2020 season in empty stadiums on Tuesday as the country slowly returns to normal from the coronavirus pandemic. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Meltzen. This is VOA News.